Welcome to the Full of Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:16, and that is Pacific Standard Time, or summertime. And today is July 12th. Well, the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones both moved on today to fresh new all-time highs. The Nasdaq continues to lag, and the Russell 2000 was also in positive territory, but also below its highs, so it's still got a ways to go before it can break out. But what's perhaps more relevant in here today is that with that more positive tone on Wall Street and the prospect, and I think investors are beginning to price in the potential that we're going to have synchronized global monetary expansion and global fiscal expansion, not necessarily growth expansion, the absolute requirement to have the safe haven assets has ebbed somewhat in here today. So the U.S. long bond was weaker today by nearly 2 full points. Gold was down by $20, actually $21. Silver was down, and it's still hovering there around that $20 area. The yen continues to pull back from that 100 yen to the dollar level, and it's now at 104.75. So that's been a fairly substantial dollar rally. Then when you look at everything else has bounced. And oil prices bounced in here today. They really did need to bounce from this level, and they have. WTI is up by $2. So stocks are pretty universally up. The Nikkei was up over 2%. China was up over 2%. The Australian index was pretty much unchanged, and there's still a little bit of tension there about how narrow the winning margin in the election has been, and also the likelihood that the country's going to lose its AAA rated designation for its sovereign bonds. The Australian banking sector continues to lag, but the resources sector has broken a 5-year downtrend, and the banks now represent approximately 60% of the overall index. So when we look at the financials and then look at the outperformance of the wider market, it really is worth looking at what exactly is causing that outperformance of the wider market when banks represent such a large weighting in it. And of course, it is the resources sector, which 5 or 6 years ago, within the ASX 200, you could have said that the banks and the resources sector represented relatively equal weightings. That is certainly no longer the case, because the banks continued to go from strength to strength, but the resources sector was engaged in a 5-year downtrend. And the resources sector, generally speaking, continues to remain firm. Copper, for example, today was stronger by 6 cents, and that's really quite an emphatic upward dynamic. And now that confirms a higher reaction low above the $2 area on that COMEX future. But when we look at, for example, those precious metals, they were overbought, and gold was perhaps not as overbought as either silver or platinum, but it does have these safe haven characteristics. So there is the potential that we get a pullback towards the mean. Platinum has just been up on consecutive days, and it closed out the day yesterday around the 1100 mark, but it's closing out the day just below it, and there really is the potential here that we're going to get some consolidation of what has been a very impressive advance. So I've introduced a relatively tight stop on my long position on both platinum and palladium, and even though palladium today is perhaps rallying more because of its industrial metal characteristics rather than precious metal characteristics, so it was actually up on the day today. When we take a look around, then it is perhaps rather difficult at this stage to divorce the outlook for stock markets from politics, and that's not a particularly bullish statement in its own right. From a medium to longer term perspective, it really does. It's a testament to the fact that that governments are becoming, and central banks are having, distorting effects on the free movement of capital, and that means that we have to pay attention to what their motivations are, and that is likely to be positive in the short to medium term, but perhaps not a great idea in the medium to longer term, because those distortions will eventually be unwound. But in the meantime, with the increasing likelihood that we are going to have fiscal expansion and a continued monetary accommodation, then the outlook for stocks really is quite positive. And there is obviously a reason that Wall Street is leading. It has, the US economy has come through a lot of the challenges that it faced in better shape than either the Eurozone, Japan, or China. And it's further along in terms of its economic recovery, regardless of how modest that recovery has been. Certainly the asset price inflation that quantitative easing engendered has helped to improve perceptions of the potential for people to actually make money in the financial markets and help to repair balance sheets overall. The continued, fear that the European Commission is politically motivated, that there is an attitude within the creditor nations that some of the debtor nations need to be punished, but only to the extent that they don't actually damage the creditor nations themselves. And you know, that really does help to highlight that it's quite likely that the European Commission will take a very different tone towards Italy than it did towards Cyprus. And fairness really has nothing to do with it, because the reality is that countries don't have friends, they have interests. And that is as true within the European Union as it is between any two countries. So what we've seen today is that the European banking sector has bounced from the region of the 2012 and 2009 lows. So there is the potential now that we're going to get a reversionary move. There's also the potential that the wider European stock markets are going to continue to unwind their short-term oversold conditions. But the pound today was stronger by 2.5 cents. And at least part of the reason for that is because of the removal of some of the political risk, and the fact that we now have a successor to David Cameron lined up, and that the general consensus is that she represents a generally steady pair of hands to steer the country through what is likely to be a rather fractious negotiation process with the EU on the UK's exit. The FTSE 100 has obviously been among the better performers in Europe, and not least in nominal terms, because the pound had gone down so quickly. And now with the prospect that we might have a reversionary move in the pound, which could take it back up towards the trend mean, well, that's likely to weigh on the UK stock market in nominal terms, but that's also likely to be relatively short term, because the last thing the Bank of England wants is a strong currency, and they're likely to move right really quite aggressively against the pound if it were to look like this was anything other than a reversionary move within a generally weak environment overall. With the prospect of monetary and fiscal expansion on a global basis, then it is quite likely that valuations are likely to increase, unless, of course, that translates into improving corporate profits and improving margins. That is perhaps the thing that is required to get value investors back on board, but momentum investors are buying this breakout, and it is perhaps most important of all to not to be myopic, but to look at this on a weekly basis or even a monthly basis, and to recognize that that Wall Street has been ranging now for over a year, pretty much a year and a half, and that range has now been resolved to the upside, that this is a breakout, and that breakouts generally take those who have been conditioned by the volatility of the ranging phase by surprise, that breakouts can often go faster and farther than many people consider even possible. But that would suggest that if valuations are going to expand, that would be taking us into the third psychological perception stage of major bull and bear markets, which generally climaxes is in euphoria. That needn't necessarily be accompanied by an acceleration, but it neither is that impossible. And what it would mean is that people have pay less attention to those valuations and more attention to the momentum. And I think with that, I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.